history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
The Mind Trench.
Ooh, ooh.
Right, I always feel that I can never live up to that sting, but well, I'll give it a try. Right.
What have we got today,
well,
Rob?
Many people spend work days indoors under fluorescent lights and in front of computers.
Yeah, here we are with our massive console.
And then back home to bask in the glow of TV.
Sounds
quite good, isn't it? Yeah. But spending too much time inside isn't good for us. Nature is beneficial, maybe essential for human health.
I love the wholesomeness of this particular topic.
Well, after last week and like nature and everything, it's not doing good. If we should go out there and embrace it a little
embrace
bit more.
Embrace nature.
Just watch Avatar every day and just get into it. I've been hooking myself out of the trees. But anyway, psychologists and health researchers are finding more and more science-backed reasons why we should spend time outside.
Oh, and can you hit us with some
of them? I've got several studies show that nature walks have memory-promoting effects that other walks don't. In one study, University of Michigan students were given a brief memory test, then divided into two groups. One group took a walk around an arboretum, which we know what that is.
What is it?
It's a park dedicated to trees.
Like a botanical garden
Oh,
okay, nice.
And the others took a walk down a city street. When they returned and did the test again, those who walked amongst trees did 20% better than the first time.
Oh.
And the ones that went through the city didn't.
That's quite good to know.
It also has distressing effects. There's something about being outdoors that changes the physical expression of stress in our body.
So maybe before my exam on Friday, I should just go sit trees in Albert Park. That's a good idea.
Do you know what? Sometimes, because I've got my headphones on, I walk through Albert Park here and I pay no attention to what's going on. And then one day I sat there and just sat there.
It's such a nice park.
And all the birds were tweeting and all that.
Yeah, and there's all those lovely little flowers that they always plant. They change them out so quickly. I kind of always wonder what they do with them when they get rid of them.
Okay, they did another test, right, where they got for de-stressing.
Yeah.
I don't really agree with this one. A study found that students who were sent in a forest for 2 nights had lower levels of cortisol, which is a hormone often used as a marker for stress. But
it's the adrenaline one, isn't it?
If I was in a forest, I would just be so uncomfortable there. It wouldn't work for me.
Did they freak you out?
Yeah, just
have you? You don't know that.
What kind of a forest though? Like, is it a specific kind of forest? Because beach and pine forests freak me out a bit.
Just
I don't
really?
Know why.
Hearing
noises
and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. They have slightly like witchy vibes. I don't like forests that look like they've been planted by people. I like a forest
like that.
You
like the randomness.
But big pine forests where you can see them in rows and stuff like that, that freaks me out.
Especially if one moves.
Yeah.
Just pokes his head around the corner. So anyway, they did this test and half the other kids stayed in the city and they were stressing out and everything as composed to the ones who spent the night in the forest.
Mm. I quite like the idea of just
sending.
Sorry,
I missed that you said spending the night.
In the forest, so all these levels went down.
But maybe you'd have a whole camp set up and like a campfire and like.
Yeah, I was just thinking I'd be there on my own with a plastic bag and that's it.
That's not really
plastic bag and like a knife that doesn't work very well.
What would you use the knife? I'm not even going to ask, actually.
Oh, I don't know.
Who knows?
even the view of nature outside your window is associated with lower stress.
Oh, okay. So that was my question about this because I have heard about this before. Yeah. And my question was, can you just like look out at the tree outside
the
window?
Well, that's what they're saying. Even nature, you look out there. We like just paint a picture for the listeners. You look out the window here.
I feel calmer already.
And there's like a couple of trees which block out all the cranes, which is really nice.
And all the sort of Auckland University brutalism that's out there.
Actually, to be fair, the other morning especially, if I take a second to go and look out the window when the sun's rising, I do get some warm fuzzies.
From your side of the desk as well, you can see the like pinkness in the sky. I can only see the tree.
I have to get up and walk over.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
But the tree's also quite nice.
Hang on, just even the view.
It's interesting with that tree there that It's still got lots of green leaves on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I wonder what kind of tree it is. We should ask Ange next time she comes up. She'll know.
There you go. So you're going to look out the window again. So you should, that's, you'll get a higher job satisfaction for looking out the window and you can see nature. One thing that can help get your mind back into gear if you're suffering from what researchers call mental fatigue is exposing your mind to restorative environments, which means the outdoors.
The outdoors. Go for a walk around the block.
Studies have also found that natural beauty can elicit feelings of awe, which is one of the surest ways to experience a mental boost. That's Imagine if you go to somewhere like the Grand Canyon. Or, I'll tell you what, I had that when I went down to the South Island.
I was going to say, you don't need to go as far as the Grand Canyon.
What about even West Auckland?
I just saw it. South Island just blew my head off.
That is quite absolute spectacular. Beauty of it.
Could have done with a few dinosaurs wandering about because it was too quiet. Mm.
But even if you...
A mower or something.
Yeah.
Come running
go
through.
Go out to like Piha.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's quite nice.
I went out to Hamilton's Gap a couple of weekends ago and that was beautiful.
Never heard of that.
It's very sort of like Jane Campion.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking it was going to be... It was like a clothing store.
Oh, no. No, it's a big beach.
This last week, one intensive study, they had 280 participants in Japan. They found that along with lowering stress hormone concentrations by more than 15%, a walk in the forest lowered the average pulse by almost 4% and blood pressure by just over 2%.
Oh, that's good.
In Japan, I love this, they call it, I hope I won't pronounce it right, but I'll try, Shinrin Yoku, or forest bathing.
Forest bathing,
just
that's
sounds
nice.
So great.
Yeah.
They reckon it's preventative medicine. Our immune system. There's just something about being out there just kicks our immune system into stuff.
The whole thing, your mental health and your physical health are all connected. So if you're looking after one, the other one will follow more or less.
And I just got one last one. It's from the Dutch. They did a study of 250,000 people. They found a strong positive connection for residents that live in urban environments between green space and health. So the people that lived like near a park or something, their immune system was better, and just had better sorts of life. So go out and do stuff.
Well, we're very lucky in New Zealand that we have lots of access to green spaces.
You don't have to go far.
No, you don't have to go far. You don't have to go far at all. Just the park at the end of your road. Yep.
I like that this week you've come in with something super positive and nice.
Yeah, I try to be positive, but it's hard sometimes.
I keep playing Lisa Stinks.
Wow, thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rob. Very wholesome one. If you've got something you want Rob to do a bit of research
for. Yeah, we'll go back to the scary stuff now.
I quite like, though, dipping in and out of something. Yeah.
That was nice.
I feel calmed and relaxed. Last week I felt very stressed out from all the plastic in the ocean. Yeah.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
So text us on 53955 or you can give us a